Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
We're beginning a brand new series. I think it's very relevant. When you come to church, I think you should get answers. When you come to church, I think you should find solutions. When you come to church, I think you should get revelation knowledge and wisdom that will bring answers to everything you're facing. Amen, everybody. When you come to church, we should be learning and growing, be reminded of something we already know that we've dropped, and receive something new that we've not done that will take us to a new place in God. So pray for me this month as we talk about the next 3 weeks on how to overcome loneliness. Statistics say that 1 out of 5 people in America are lonely. That was before COVID. Those are old statistics. That 1 out of 5 people in America are lonely. Now, lonely, if you look at the Oxford Dictionary, lonely means to be isolated, separated, detached. Now, think about what I'm talking about for the next 3 weeks, and y'all are praying for me. Think about, is it apropos or not, going through a year where we've been detached, isolated, and separated. Going through a year where we've substituted human relationships for screens. We've substituted human relationships for screens. We've just gone through a year where in a culture that we should be more connected than ever through electronics, we're less connected. So I think it's very apropos. So please pray for me because I want to help you help people. As Christians, we want to impact this culture of having friendships through electronics. It's not enough. You cannot substitute the human touch with a screen. You cannot do that. So I want to talk to you about how do we overcome loneliness. Now stay with me because we're going to build each week. Again, let me go back to the definition of lonely. Because you can be alone and not lonely. Loneliness and being alone is two different things. It's two different things. You can be in a crowd and lonely, but yet you can be by yourself and not alone. Are y'all with me, family? You can be married and feel alone, and you can be a widow and not be alone. Oh, yeah. So loneliness and being alone are two separate animals, two different things. So loneliness, again, the Oxford Dictionary means detachment, it means isolation, it means separation, watch this, that leads to insomnia, can't sleep. People who feel lonely can't sleep. People who feel lonely, attribute of loneliness is depression. It's stress, insomnia. It's feeling misunderstood. People that deal with loneliness feel misunderstood. They feel like they don't fit in. Thank God for Church on the Rock family. We welcome you and each and every one. And we want you to know you fit in here. There's a place for you at Church on the Rock. Amen. So loneliness is isolation. It's separation. It's detachment. It leads to insomnia and depression, anxiety and stress. And it also leads to suicide. There are more suicides now than ever before coming out of COVID. And also it leads to addictive behaviors. Right now, one of the most addictive behaviors of loneliness through COVID is pornography. For women as well as men, pornography. So another definition, are y'all still with me on the definitions, is emptiness. Emptiness. You can be alone and not lonely. You can be in a crowd but yet feel all alone. Loneliness is that is that inner feeling of emptiness. That inner feeling of emptiness. Now, I'm going to give you a preview of coming attraction. I'm going to give you an answer and a solution right up front for loneliness. Is that if loneliness is an internal feeling, what's that? Loneliness is an internal feeling. Loneliness can be caused by loss, circumstances, change, transition, interruption, misunderstanding, friends walking out of your life, a family walking out of your life. But the result is that it is an internal feeling, loneliness. So what does that mean, Pastor? It's an inside job. It's an inside job. What does that mean, Pastor? The cure for loneliness is on the inside. The antidote, the vaccine for the virus of loneliness is on the inside. I still don't get it, Pastor. Let me say it this way, that turn your loneliness into intimacy. Turn your loneliness into intimacy. I still don't get it. Run to God. Get intimate with God. Don't waste your loneliness of COVID. Well, we've sacrificed human touch and human interaction and human association for a screen. Oh, my goodness. So right now, what we're doing as a church, and thank God for your stewardship, because of your giving, ministry's going out right now. More than what you see here in this room. Don't look at the new metrics and judge what's happening at our church. Because we're growing, we're expanding, we're moving forward like never before. It's just different metrics. They're out there instead of here, all right? But that too will pass in time. So it's important then that we understand that you don't waste your loneliness. Don't waste it. You turn your loneliness, you change it. If it's an internal feeling. If it's an internal feeling, then change your loneliness by moving into intimacy with God. I know you're like me, that during COVID, I pressed into God like never before. During COVID, it sucked. It was terrible. So you see, I'm speaking like it's behind us because that's faith. Call things that be not. Well, what's Pastor say every weekend? Because that's faith. I call things that be not as if they already were. All right? So, it was the worst year of my life. Sucked? I'm the pastor. I said it once already. It was terrible. I hated every minute of it. But let's don't waste COVID. Let's don't waste the isolation, separation, and detachment. Let's don't waste this last year. Let's what? Turn it into intimacy. Get closer to God. Go deeper in God. Plug into the church. Serve like you've never served before. Because the answer for loneliness is a relationship with God. It's not pornography. It's not alcoholism. It's not drug addiction. It's not all of the above. The answer for loneliness, aren't you glad I give you a test and I give you the answer right up front? It's intimacy. Say this with me. I'm going to turn my loneliness into intimacy. So as Christians who want to change our culture, this is how we do it. We point people to God. We lead people to a God who's for them. And we help them discover His purpose for their life. You know, this last weekend, you talk about loneliness. And we've all experienced it, and we will all experience it, and we all deal with that feeling because we all go through phases in our life. But 1981, long time ago, on Memorial Weekend, last weekend, my father, who was my best friend, died on Memorial Weekend. So every Memorial Weekend, I have to deal with it. You know, it comes up. You know what I'm talking about. The loss of a loved one. And on that occasion, the anniversary, emotions and feelings come. So every Memorial Weekend, I deal with this. I deal with, man, I miss my dad. In 1981, he was 56 years old, way too young, mowing his yard on Memorial Weekend, had a heart attack and died. He was a deacon of the church. He was a pillar in the church. He was on staff in the church. And that weekend, wow, loneliness? We had planned on, we were pastoring St. Peter's Assembly of God Church at that time. St. Peter's Assembly of God Church right here. And we were going to go up and go home to Iowa for Memorial Day. My dad had the picnic, the barbecue all planned. Stuff was bought, everything to go. And then when they called me on that Saturday, they said, "Dave, we don't want to hate to tell you, but your dad died today." My dad was my best friend. My dad, you know, every Sunday he would call me and say, "Dave, how'd the services go? How many people got born again? How many people got filled with the Spirit? How was the church? How did it grow?" And he called. We talked every week. And now, that Memorial weekend, 1981, we weren't going to talk anymore. He wasn't going to be there for me anymore. Loneliness comes when you feel a lack of support. Loneliness comes when you feel a lack of support in the struggles that you're in. That's why we have small groups at Church on the Rock. That's why a lot of churches cancel them in the summer because everybody's on vacation. We didn't cancel our small groups in the summer. Mark came to me and said, "What do you want to do, Pastor?" I said, "I don't want to cancel them because our people are going through storms in the summer. And I want to be there in their struggle that they're going through in the storm, in the summer. In the summertime, I want to be there for them." And that's why we have small groups, and that's why we're investing in them, and that's why we kept the cycle going during the summer. Because loneliness comes in. When my dad died, I didn't have that moral support that I had every Sunday night at 10 o'clock. We'd talk. It was gone. I felt lonely. He was the strongest male figure in my life. He was my hero. He was my model. And he's gone. And that loss created for the next several weeks, there was a loneliness. And it was a struggle. What am I doing? Identifying with you. What am I doing? Say, we all go through those times together. But the key for loneliness, I gave you the test. I gave you the answer. I shouldn't do it. But it's intimacy. That caused me as a young pastor at St. Peter's Assembly of God Church, we were still in that denomination in 1981. That caused me to press into God because I didn't have my dad. I decided out of grief, loneliness will produce grief and bitterness. A grieving process that lasts way too long, way too long. I've been at a lot of funerals, had a lot of grave sites, and we should grieve when we lose a loved one, but it shouldn't go on for years. That's destructive. That will destroy your life. And so what happens, though, if I don't know how to deal with that loneliness of the loss of a husband or a wife, and now I'm a widow or a widower, or I'm a single parent or somebody, if I don't know how to deal with that loneliness, it will breed into bitterness and grief and be destructive to me and my family and my friends and my church and my witness. Am I helping anybody today? So you say, "Pastor, get to a scripture." I'm on my way. But I got to lay a foundation, right? I got to show you the villain. I've got to identify with you. I've got to let you know that we all go through this stuff, but God is for you. And you sang it, he's more than enough in your struggle in the summertime. Amen. Can we have a praise break? Can we give Jehovah Jireh a praise? Amen. All right, so we're going to go to the scriptures. If you're new to our church, we welcome you. We're glad you're part of the family. And we're going to give you some scriptures, build, and then I'm going to give you a takeaway. We do that each week. It's so important that we apply what we learn immediately. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate, because then it won't help us. All right? So let's go to Genesis. I'm going to go to the board. Open your Bible. Get a notepad, something to take notes on. Loneliness is not being alone. Definition, it's an internal feeling. It's an internal feeling. So the cure is internal. I can change my circumstances and still be lonely. I can change my partner and still be lonely. I can change my church and still be lonely. I can change my state and still be lonely. I can change my career and still be lonely. Because the answer to loneliness is not a set of circumstances. It's not a raise. It's not a vacation, which we all need. But what is it? It's an inside job. It's an internal feeling. So let's look at Genesis 2:18. And on the small group video, they quoted this, Genesis 2:18. Y'all ready? "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man or woman should be alone. I will make for them a helpmeet." The principle here is it's not good for us to do life alone. It's not good for us to do life alone. In the last year when we've been isolated, separated, we've been disconnected, and we've substituted human relationships for a screen. Look at the problems that it's producing right now. The aftermath from now and the next 2-3 years. It's not good for us to be alone. We need church. We need family. We need a spiritual family. We need to belong. We need to be a part. We need to be involved. That's healthy. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 12. Two, the Living Bible, two can accomplish more than twice as much as one. Many of you, I know you're more spiritual than me, but I liked a group called Three Dog Night. Y'all remember Three Dog Night? Man, what names us baby boomers had, you know, for our groups. They had a song called One is the Loneliest Number That You'll Ever Find. You know, isn't it amazing how we can't get it out of? One is the loneliest number. Okay, so two can accomplish more than twice as much as one. For the results can be much better. See, you got to be on a team, right? You got to be on a team. You got to be on the dream team. You got to have a group of people. You got to be connected to a small group. Two can accomplish much more than one, for the results will be much better. Everybody say better. If one falls, and that can happen. That can happen because we're not perfect. We're in process. The storms, the struggles are getting bigger and harder to deal with as all the change that's happening like never before. If one falls, the other one, what's our job as Christians? To pull them up. To pull them up. But if a man falls when he's alone, she's in deep trouble. So I'm headed for trouble if I'm isolated, detached, and separated. I'm headed for trouble. I'm what the Bible calls a straggler. And the enemy is always looking for stragglers to devour them and destroy them. So if one falls, and it could happen, chances are will, the other pulls them up. But if a man falls when he's alone or a woman, they're in deep trouble. Also, on a cold night, two under the same blanket gains warmth from each other. But how can one be warm alone? What's basically saying is the principle of two is better than one. Associations, relationships, connection. You can't substitute a human connection with a screen or electronics. It just is unhealthy. Verse 12, and one standing alone can be attacked. And here's what we know. We're under attack. I'm under more attack, my family, than ever before. Thank you for your prayers. You're under more attack than you've ever been before. I pray for you. Put my hand on the Bible. I pray for you every day, throughout the day, because I know you're under attack, because you and I are alike. If you're doing something for God, you are under attack. So one standing alone can be attacked and what? Defeated. Chances are, if I'm on the dream team, if I'm serving, I'm in a small group, if I'm on a team, chances are I'll overcome and come out of it victoriously versus if I try to do it all by myself. But two can stand back to back, and what? Conquer. What's the word? Conquer. What am I talking about? How to overcome and how to conquer loneliness. How to overcome and conquer loneliness. And conquer three. Oh, now we're going from one to two to three. Three is even better. Everybody say better. Three is even better. Well, what in tarnation does that mean? That means Jesus in the center of all your relationships. It's you, them, and him. It's you, them, and him. How do you keep a marriage together? Keep Christ at the center. How do you become a godly man? Join me this Wednesday, 7 a.m., in my garage with my motorcycle, doing a Bible study for men only. You got to subscribe just during the summer. You got to know and you got to keep God in the center of your life to be a godly man, a godly woman, a godly parent, a godly family. Two, okay, but now three is even better. So it's even better under the attacks and the storms that go through to have Christ at the center. What is that? Intimacy. 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 Don't waste your loneliness. Run to God. Intimacy will dispel and get rid of loneliness. Even when you're a widow, even when you're a widower, even when you're a single parent, even when he walked out on you, you don't need him to come back to be complete. You don't need her to come back to be complete. Your completion is in him. Where's that at, Pastor? Colossians 2 and verse 10. You've been made complete in him. You've been made complete in him. And there, 3 is even better. For a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Y'all with me, family? Luke 5:16. Loneliness is different than being alone. All of us have been called to be alone. Did you know that? All of us have been called to be alone with God. Not lonely, but alone with God. Luke 5:16. And he withdrew, this is Jesus, and he withdrew. Many translations say he went to a lonely place. And he withdrew. This is Jesus, this daily devotion. Its intimacy will destroy the loneliness that pornography and addictions and drugs and alcohol can never get rid of that. What did we say at the very beginning? That one of the definitions of loneliness is emptiness. We all try to fill that hole with something other than God. We all try to fill that emptiness with activity, and it's not enough. Only he, you sang it today. I heard you did so good. He is enough. He is enough. See how our songs all go along with our messages? So you learn quicker. He's enough. He withdrew himself into a wilderness, and what did he do? And he prayed. So he got alone, and he prayed. There are different kinds of loneliness. One is spiritual loneliness. Spiritual loneliness. Can you see that with me, please? Spiritual loneliness. Put it on the screen, guys, please. Number 2, physical loneliness. There are different kinds of loneliness. Physical loneliness. The spiritual loneliness is so important that we understand that there's an emptiness in all of our life, that without God in our life, we'll have a vacuum and an emptiness spiritually. The physical loneliness, we weren't made to do life alone. We need the human touch. We need human connections. We need face-to-face. Third kind of loneliness is emotional loneliness. Right now, mental illness is at an all-time high. Just like our ministry and other ministries, we're stepping out to do more to help the mentally, the emotionally hurt like never before. Emotional loneliness. And then number 4, the fourth kind of loneliness is mental. Kind of goes along, but yet still different. Mental loneliness. Remember, loneliness is an internal feeling. How many of you know we can't walk by our feelings? We walk by faith and not by our feelings. That's one of the problems that a lot of us have got into over the last year, is that our culture right now is feeling driven. How you make me feel, what you do to affect my feelings, what you say or don't say, it affects my feelings. It's all feeling driven big time on steroids this last year. But you and I as Christians are not to be led by our feelings. We're not to be easily offended. Can I have a witness in the house? We are not to be easily offended. We're not to be led by our feelings. We're not to be like the culture of feeling out there today. We're to walk by faith and not by feelings. So there are 4 different kinds of loneliness. Next page, guys, on the screen, please. Takeaway. The takeaway. All right, what do we do, Pastor? How can we help people? How can we make a difference? That people, if 1 out of 5 before COVID in the U.S., is dealing with loneliness, emptiness, stress, fatigue, insomnia, depression, addiction, pornography, alcohol. If they're dealing with all of that, separation, divorce, dysfunction, if they're dealing with, what should we as Christians be doing? Well, number 1, we don't want to waste our loneliness, right? We want it to drive us into intimacy with God. intimacy with God. Number two, stop focusing on ourselves. Stop focusing on ourselves. Here's what I know. If I want to get depressed real quick, focus on what I can't do. And last year, there's a lot of things we couldn't do. And you and I had to deal with depression like never before because we couldn't go where we used to go. We couldn't be with who we used to be with. We couldn't have the routine that we used to have. And what we were beginning to focus on, we all did it. I did it. You did it. On what we couldn't do, where we couldn't go, and what we couldn't have. When I find myself moving that direction, oh, God, help me. Because all that will do is create more emptiness on the inside. All it will do is create more depression, more fear, anxiety, and stress, insomnia on the inside. So what do? Don't waste your loneliness because we all have dealt with it. So what do? Let it drive us to intimacy with God. What can we as Christians do? Church on the Rock is to make a difference in our community. So how do we do that? Well, we don't want to focus on ourselves. The last few weeks, I've been telling you, as we rebuild, and we're rebuilding all of our lives, and even our ministry, we're rebuilding. We're refocusing. And when we do that, what's God asking of us? Get back to serving. Get back into serving. Get on the dream team. Join our VBS. Join our youth camp. Join our outreaches. Join the things we have, because that's how you're going to overcome loneliness. Don't focus on yourself. It's the quickest way to emptiness and depression. Number three, takeaways. Number three, reach out to others. Reach out to others. And y'all are doing awesome with this. I just want to thank you for reaching out in your world. You and I have been called to be a witness in our world. You have your own world. I have my own world. We're called to be a witness in our world. How do we do that? Reach out to others. There is more problems that we're seeing now and we're going to see in the next couple of years that are a result of COVID in this last year. So what do we want to be doing? We want to not waste our hurt, waste our pain, waste our storms, waste our struggles. We want it to cause us to run to intimacy with God, get closer with God. And then number two, what do we do? Stop focusing on ourselves. That's selfishness. Number three, what do we do? We want to reach out to other people, find someone hurting and help them. Remember, people who feel lonely feel abandoned. They feel like there's no support. They feel like that there's no one there. They're friendless. Number four, takeaways. What do? Number four, well, let me give you the scripture and we'll go on to number four. I like it, Romans 12:13. When God's people are in need, be ready. Oh, I like this. When God's people are in need, be ready. As Isaiah comes out, when God's people are in need, there are needy people around us today. You and I have needs, but the best way for my needs to be met is reach out and help other people's needs be met. That's what I'm doing for you today. When God's people are in need, doesn't say, do my own thing, forget about the church, forget about serving, forget about community, forget about, it's about me and my own and me. No, it says, be ready. To quote T.D. Jakes, get ready, get ready, get ready. Be ready to help them. Be ready to help them. Always be eager to be nice and hospitable. Always be eager and ready to help other people. Number four, take away. Listen. Everybody's got a hurt. Everybody's got a pain. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a challenge. Everybody's got a need. Right now, we have the greatest opportunity than ever before for revival. We really do, for a revival. When people are hurting, they either get bitter or better. And we will look for the ones that our hearts are open. And there are people out now, there in your world, their hearts are open and they're ready for someone to reach out to them and show them how to fill the emptiness in their life. Right now, we want to arise and shine, Church on the Rock. With all the ministries that we're doing and all the expansion on our campus, it's all for a reason. It's all for a reason. So what do we want to do? Start listening to people. Start listening to people. People just want to be heard. You know, I've been in ministry for quite a while. And here's what I found out in counseling. They really don't want to hear what I have to say. They just want me to listen to what they have to say. Come on, somebody. And you know what? That has to happen, doesn't it, for therapy? That has to happen for healing and restoration. You know, the people that I help the most, as I look back on none of your business years, as I look back on all these years, it wasn't those that I said, here's seven things to do. Bam, 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 bam. It was those who I just listened. And they said, boy, Pastor, you really helped me today. And I said, diddly squat. But I listened. What does the book of James say? Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Why do we have the Rock Express out there? Why are we? We're buying all new equipment in there, by the way. We're buying espresso machines. We got an app now. You can order on the way to church and it'd be ready. We're providing curb service. We're doing all these things. We're getting to open up during the week in the fall. Why? So people can come and sit and have coffee at their church and community and just listen to one another. Oh, why do we have the blow-ups out there? Why is that? That's $2,000 a week. Please use it. You and your family, young family, why do we do that? So while you're waiting in line, and thank God, thank you for waiting in line for the free, blessed, complimentary food truck every week, your kids are over there playing. It gives you time to talk and listen, right? Why do we have the jazz band? We pay those guys hundreds of dollars every week. Why would we do that? So you would linger and listen to one another. It's very methodical. We're very intentional. We're a hospital for the hurting. Amen, somebody. So what's the takeaway? You just listen. People just want to be heard today. Just want to listen. And then number five, be a friend. Be a friend. Guys, that's what I want to be for you and subscribers all over the world, not just our church. You got to subscribe. Starts this Wednesday, 7 a.m. in my garage with my motorcycle. 12 minutes, guy stuff, all summer, just the summer. I want to be your friend. Help them, support them in their struggle. These are the takeaways. This is our mindset. This is how we change everything, our culture. This is how we help people overcome loneliness. In Psalm 68, verse 6, God places the lonely in families. We all need a tribe. We all need a church. We all need a family. We all need a community. We can't do life alone. I can be alone and not feel lonely. It's so important that we understand God wants us in a spiritual family, a spiritual family. God places the lonely in families, and He gives the desolate a home. What do we say every week? Welcome home. That's on purpose. That's on purpose, y'all. We say that every week, all through COVID, welcome home, because people need a home. They need a family. They need connection. A screen can never replace a human touch. He leads the prisoners out. This is the Bible to prosperity. He leads the prisoners out to prosperity. Those who've been held a prisoner during COVID, God can set you free. Those who are hurting today with an addiction that you didn't want to pick up, I think we've all picked up things. I gained all kinds of weight during COVID, all right? I think we've all done things during COVID that we didn't like. The good news is I don't have to remain a prisoner to the past year. No, that God can deliver us, but the rebellious, they dwell. Those who won't change, won't adapt, won't adjust. Those who won't humble themselves. Someone asked me on staff this week, they said, Pastor, what's the biggest hindrance to anybody in ministry? And you know what I told them? Ego. The biggest hindrance to lasting in the ministry, and I've been doing it for 45 years, and you keep praying for me, okay, because I want to finish strong, but the biggest hindrance is ego. We're unwilling to humble ourselves, get pride out of the way, and change. Notice God can't help anybody who's rebellious. They're going to stay in that desert land. But those who will surrender their life to God and just give it all, give it all, give the hurt, the pain, the good, the bad, the ugly, to quote Clint Eastwood. Just give it all to God. Then God says, I can lead you out. God can lead you out today if you'll surrender everything to Him. So these are some takeaways for us. And I'm hustling, and I hope I've helped somebody today. Did I help you all with the word today? Well, there's an anointing. Come on, let's thank God for the word. It's been 30 minutes. Hallelujah. 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 Just praise him for a few seconds there. Just thank him. Thank you, Lord. God, we receive a right now word today. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power of God in this place today. God, our faith is not in the wisdom of man, but our faith is in the power of God. God, we release your power. Come on, praise him with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for leading us out. Thank you for showing us what to do in a culture that's gone wild, in a culture that is dominated by their feelings. Help us, God, to help them in their struggle, in their storm. Help us to reach out and listen. Help us to reach out and help. Help us to get intimate with you, God. Help us not to waste our loneliness, Father. We thank you, we praise you, we love you, we bless you, we honor you. Help us to live this week, make a difference with our life, and look for people and lead them to you, God, this week, and listen to them, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God. Thank you for revival. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for household salvation. Thank you, God, for delivering us from loneliness and isolation and separation, God. Thank you for delivering us from that feeling of being misunderstood and unliked and unfit and unwelcome. We come against those evil spirits and feelings now. Bind them, rebuke them, resist them, and cast them down. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, let this summer be a summer, God, of revival, a move of the Holy Spirit at Church of the Rock community all over the world, Father. We thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, one last time, can you thank the Lord for the word today? Hallelujah.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.